Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I know you're excited. You've heard me talk about it. I've already told you that one of our heroes is going to be on the show, and I know you're excited. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen does. She's our very good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. Happy Friday to you.
Good to have you back. And as I reminded them, Karen, that we got you right out of elementary school back in 97, that you're one of two people left from the 97 era when we first started. An original founding member, folks. And that's more than we've already had her 18th anniversary. Karen, thanks again for being here. So what are is small business going to get anything out of the debates that have been going on? have you heard anything that made you feel if you were a small business made you feel warm and fuzzy?
There's been sort of little glimpses, I guess, of sound policies when, not necessarily in response. The moderators are not asking questions about entrepreneurship and small business. We know that. But I think there are some of the response from the candidates in terms of what we need to do to encourage entrepreneurship. And when they talk about tax and regulatory reform and sort of getting government off the backs of business, so there's been moments. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. But there really hasn't been, as you know, Jim, by watching these things, a full debate on these issues in terms of the differences between the candidates and where they stand on small business.
Wouldn't your thoughts that somebody would have come up with the idea of having a small business and entrepreneurship debate?
Jim, even if a business debate, right? It didn't even have to be, but even a
debate. I agree with you. I'll take anything.
Yeah. And then that way you can really address,
But the only problem with a business debate, Karen, is people who don't know any better, which is most of Washington and all of the media, think that business is Wall Street. Honest to God. I mean, CNBC calls himself First in Business, and all they talk about is Wall Street.
Right. You're right. If it was
business isn't Wall Street, folks. That's stocks and bonds. Business is out here on Main Street.
Right.
Where people buy things and sell things.
Well, I agree. Right. If you do have a sort of a general type of business debate, then it could just focus on Wall Street and big business.
Most of it would. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Jim, if the good news is that we've done some great work in terms of tracking the issues and where the candidates stand on these issues on our website. All the candidates, the ones that are left, we started with a lot of candidates, and that was a lot of work, and we're almost grateful. From a workload perspective, that we're now down to six to track these issues.
Right.
But we have candidate pages, on tax reform, health care.
Who ranks the highest based on your records? Are you ranking them?
No, we don't rank them. We just, because sometimes you have, here's where they're ranked.
Well, where's the fun in that, Karen, if you're not ranking?
Let me tell you. If there's a history of ranking, a member of Congress,
right,
on their congressional ratings, we have that.
You've always had that.
That is within the candidate page. For example, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, they've been champions of small business.
You've probably got some history from Kasich.
Indeed, and he has also been a big champion, 100% of small business,
right,
and he votes in the Congress. But also, his state, in terms of our index, we also have that on his candidate page, that he made dramatic movement,
right,
from a policy perspective in his state to bring it up to a top 10 state.
Right,
in your
chief economist, Ray Keating's index. Right.
Right. So those are included on their candidate pages in terms of, does what they say actually.
Is Hillary and Sanders Bernie Sanders' record there too?
Yes. So they.
You ought to go check that out, folks. And if you're a small business owner, you really ought to go look at those. The only one you can't check out really now would be Trump, but. You know, you got to give the devil his due, so to speak. He knows how to create jobs.
He does, and
He knows how to make payroll, doesn't he?
He does, and we do have fleshed out his positions on his candidate page, and so I think it's the most comprehensive sort of review of where the candidate stands.
I don't know where else you can find it.
Right.
Where else you can find it? And that's SBE Council. Sierra Bravo Echo Council. SBEcouncil.org. Check that out and look for what we were just talking about. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some other small business issues that Karen and her organization are working on. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingham. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.